We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. Sharon giggling in the background because she loves those breaks. 6 minutes after the hour. Having a good time, of course. We're all giggling and laughing at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or John at CardinAmerica.com. Having a good time, no doubt about it. In the middle of our 4th of July weekend, hopefully you have tomorrow off. As we continue on this Sunday, this is hour number two. And again, that's 855-424-9825. Let's go to the phones. Terry in Redding with a question before we get to our guest here, hour two. Terry, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Thank you very much for being on the show with you folks. I have a question regarding sticky stuff on top of our crepe myrtle trees below us. Get it off coming from, we don't know if it's
okay. Did you catch that, Joe? We got a bad connection, Terry. You're on a cell phone, obviously.
Hold on,
yeah.
No, is that better?
So
that
far,
better?
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
Okay, I was on a speakerphone, yeah. It's
okay.
We got some sticky stuff on top of the crepe myrtle trees about 5 foot off the ground. And we don't know how to get rid of it. We don't know if it's aphids or whiteflies or just what's causing that. But it's a lot of sticky stuff on the top of the crepe myrtle branches.
Yeah, usually what that is honeydew.
Honeydew.
And honeydew comes from the secretions of insects. And the insects can be either aphids, like you mentioned.
Aphids, okay.
But also on crepe myrtle, it could be scale insects. Scale insects are pretty common. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. So the way to get rid of it would be to, let's see, what are the temperatures up there in Redding now? Are you over?
It's been 105, 108, 109 the last several days. Today, right now, it's down about 80, but it'll get up to probably 90 or 100 this afternoon.
Okay, because the best thing to spray is horticultural grade canola oil. You can't spray canola oil when the temperature is over 100.
It should
be below 90. Yeah, if you can get it down below 95, that would be better.
Awesome.
And you mix 5 tablespoons per gallon of water.
5 TBS per gallon
of water, and spray in the evening, has a chance to cool off.
Evening, okay, that's good. That may be the scale, maybe it then. We didn't know what to look for, you know?
Yeah, take a look, because I've had that before on my crepe myrtle, and that takes care of it.
And then they do revive, they're happy that they're feeling well again?
Yeah, they will, and if you do have trouble controlling it during the growing season, the thing to remember is in the spring, before it leaves out, spray the trunk with a dormant spray, which you can use the canola oil as a dormant spray.
Awesome.
And then that'll suffocate the scale that's existing and overwintered.
Well, that's wonderful to know. I just had no idea where to start.
Yeah. Well, always start by calling Garden America.
Thank you. You have a wonderful 4th of July.
You bet, Terry. And as John said, you did the right thing by calling us. That's great.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
All right, Terry, thank you so much at 855-424-9825. That's how it's done. We'll go from Terry to our guest this hour, John Valentino. Ready to go, Sharon?
Always a pleasure to have John Valentino on. And he and his partner, Robert Truxell, have developed a great line of products, John and Bob Smart Soil Solutions. And this morning, John, good morning to you, by the way. Always great to have you on the show. You wanted to talk about some of the chronic insect and disease problems that we are facing, many of us are facing during the summer months.
Yeah, you know what, John, and we were just talking to Terry from Redding, and I knew you were coming on, so I thought that you could further elaborate and let us know if some of the John and Bob's products would be good to get rid of scale.
Hello, everyone. Yes, just as your recommendation of canola oil, our Enviro Repel 40 will work very much. We actually have an oil in that, and then we have a bunch of botanicals. So it will kill the, whether it's a scale or aphid, and then you could use it as a dormant spray also. I think I heard John many shows ago say that when you switched over to, you know, a different style of gardening, a more organic style of gardening where you're focused on the health of the soil, that you have very few pest and disease problems. And that's the whole idea of our products, is that we're building the soil, and the result should be you have very few pest and disease problems. But I'm stunned by the people that call me from all over the country and their descriptions of the kind of pest and disease problems they have certain times of the year, like just overwhelming infestations of all kinds of things, and they tend to be able to describe them to me by the month. And so the first step is what I was just saying, use our products on an ongoing basis in order to build up life in the soil, and that life in the soil will get rid of a lot of the beginnings of those pest and disease problems, which start in the soil. And then if those problems persist, I've developed a protocol in the last couple of years of our products that when I've had an opportunity to use it, it works very well, and that is I've alternated our Penetrate product, which is actually labeled for soil health, but is very effective at spraying right on the leaves and the soil for pests and disease issues. And what I've done is alternate. If I'm in an area where the pest and disease problems are just overwhelming, I alternate on a weekly basis, and I usually cut the concentration of the product in half. So I use twice as much water as what's on the label, and I alternate Penetrate, which is our Penetrate liquid biotiller, with our products like Enviro Repel 40 or our Rose and Soil Defender or our Citral Blast, depending on whether you want to lean more towards fungal diseases or pest diseases or both. The Rose and Soil Defender is for both pest and fungal diseases, and then the Enviro Repel 40 is a pesticide, and the Citral Blast is a fungicide. So that's the formula I've been using, with really incredible results. I don't always get the feedback from the people around the country that I'm making that recommendation to, but I'm curious how it's been working in other states. But in California, I've had excellent success with it.
Yeah, usually no news is good news.
That's right. Speaking about news, however, I am getting now some questions from our listeners, and they're sending me photos of rose rust. So usually that starts popping up later in the summer, but I'm starting to get a few instances.
It's usually earlier in the season. Usually in the summer it disappears.
Mine comes late in the summer.
Oh, you have late rust.
Yes, I do have late rust.
Usually the heat makes mine go away.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, you are hotter in your area.
That's true.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was going to ask you the Rose and Soil Defender. So is that an effective product to use for rust? And I should reiterate to all of our listeners who they should know by now that all of the products that you have developed are organic, but these are organic defenses against insects and disease. But is that Rose and Soil Defender good for rust?
You know, I'm not, John probably knows more about it than I'm not experienced with rust on roses, but my inclination would be to do that protocol that I just described, that
okay.
A combination of our Rose and Soil Defender and our Penetrate, which is beneficial bacteria, alternated, would be pretty darn effective on that.
Yeah, the thing on rust is that if you're spraying John's product, which is effective, you have to get the bottom of the leaves.
That's true.
Which is
because that's where a lot of the pustules form.
Yeah, and what I normally do is before I spray, I'll go out with a trash can, and I'll pull all those really infected leaves off first.
Ah, good advice.
And then I'll spray the other leaves.
Rather
and try to get
and
underneath.
Pick up all the fallen leaves as well.
Right, because that's where the spores congregate.
How about break time? We're going to take a break, John. John, stay with us. We're going to come back. Okay. Got to take a break and a lot more information coming from John Valentino. We do appreciate that. A wealth of knowledge. If you want to get involved at 855-424-9825, we'd love you to join us. 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com with your email questions. As we approach 17 minutes after the hour, taking a break, coming right back on your Sunday. Stay with us on the Garden America Radio Show.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Nourish your landscape this spring with Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for a season of abundant green. Hi, this is John Bagnasco from Garden America. And with the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. For our plants and lawns, we need to make sure to provide a way to replace what's being consumed from the soil. Nutrient-rich Milorganite helps feed the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The organic nitrogen and Milorganite is slow release and won't burn plants or your lawn even during drought conditions, and remains in the soil until the conditions are right for plant growth. Plus, the non-staining iron promotes deep green growth for a lush lawn you've dreamed of with less mowing. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results, naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
We are back. It is 21 minutes after the hour. We got disconnected. We're still trying to get a hold of John during the break. John will be back with us, but apparently a phone problem. So I want to thank you for your patience, 855-424-9825. But we'll get John back on here in just a very few moments. And you're welcome to join the show.
And we are stunned at the news. And that's part of the joys of live radio, right?
You know, he's always walking around, too. I know John likes to talk from... I don't know, his garden or wherever he's from, but he's always outside running around, so perhaps a bad cell connection. And as soon as our director lets us know, we'll get John back on and continue our conversation.
We got an email from Michael. I guess we could do this now. It says, how do I get rid of aphids on milkweed without harming the monarchs? Now, that is a tricky question, Sharon.
It is indeed, because if you get rid of the milkweed, then there's
not the milkweed, but the aphids on the milkweed.
Oh, with the aphids on the milkweed.
So if you spray to kill the aphids, you're likely to kill the larva for the monarchs.
Right.
So there's a tedious way that you can do it. And one of the things that you can do is to... take a cotton swabs and dip them in rubbing alcohol, and you can rub those on the aphids, and that kills them outright.
Yes.
So it's also will kill monarch butterfly eggs. So
be very, very careful about what you're putting that alcohol on.
Right. The other thing that you could do is that I think would be better if you have a lot of milkweed and you're really trying to preserve that environment is to release ladybugs, because ladybugs, the ladybug larva will eat tons of the aphids, that and also lacewings, and that's the safest thing to do. But you definitely don't want to disrupt that balance.
Okay, we have John back on. John, you with us, my friend?
I am.
There he is. There we go.
Okay. All right. So we were talking to John about the some of the organic products that we can use to help fight against insect and disease infestation.
John mentioned that he reminded me of something when he mentioned to make sure you get the underside of the leaves. We've done quite a bit of testing with different spraying with different pressures, and have discovered that the effectiveness of these products are tremendously advanced by doing it with more as much pressure as you can. So if you use like a little handheld atomizer bottle like you might use on indoor plants, it's a lot less effective than if you have a backpack sprayer that you you can pump up pretty good and spray the products on with a lot of pressure.
You know, John, I was thinking when you were telling us about how much more effective it is if you have organic growing regime, because the plants are healthier to begin with, and then the sprays you use are going to be more effective too. I was thinking about the situation in my backyard because for the last, I think maybe 6 or 7 years, the only thing I've used to feed my roses is a combination of Biosol and Milorganite. And I always use a cup of each around my plants. And, you know, occasionally I'll have problems with roses like everyone does. But through my whole yard, I have very, very few problems. But along the driveway on the right-hand side of my house, between the fence, I've got 6 inches between my driveway and my neighbor's fence. And last year I planted some tomatoes in there.
Six inches?
Yeah, just about six inches.
Okay, that's not very...
That's not very
small. Very small.
Right, but...
A narrow tomato.
Yeah, but then from the fence over, it's a chain link fence. It's all dirt, so...
Okay.
So there's plenty of dirt that way. But anyway, what I was trying to say is that's the only area in my yard where I have not used Biosol. And I walked by there the other day, and I was really shocked to look at the tomatoes there and see that they were totally infested with spider mites.
Oh, no.
Because of the lack of Biosol.
Well, I have no spider mites anywhere else in my yard. And it's been like maybe 10 years since I've had spider mites. So I thought, you know, that's really interesting that it's just there and nowhere else. So I think it goes along with what you're saying, John.
Yeah, well, complex life in the soil, that is the that's more powerful than any other technique to minimize pests and disease. So, yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, and so the first thing I did was went in, cleaned that up, cleaned out a little area, put in some new plants. I was telling the story yesterday, I planted an annual vine that I got from Annie's Annuals in that area, and I thought, wow, this is going to really do well here. Filled the soil with Biosol, mixed into it, put in the vine. It took off, growing great for 2 days, and then a gopher ate it the next day. So, unfortunately, the Biosol does not repel gophers.
Absent the gophers, if you want to, this is an excellent illustration. Obviously, the Nourish Biosol is going to work. It builds life in the soil, although it doesn't have microbes in it itself. It's food for microbes. But if you want to make that process even faster to where you won't have those spider mites and you'll maximize bloom and yield on things like tomatoes, then you would add Maximize and Optimize and even Penetrate. And that system together will do that job as quickly as humanly possible. Really, that's the whole idea for the realm of products, that we want to do it as fast as possible. Although the Nourish Biosol by itself will do wonders, it'll just take a little longer.
Does the Penetrate only come in the one size?
Comes in two sizes. It has, there's a little 8-ounce one that we say is for 1,000 square feet, and then there's a 32-ounce one for 4,000 square feet.
That's the one I got to get, is the 32-ounce, because I think the last time I had the 8-ounce, and I was amazed at how well it worked, but also amazed at how little space it took care of. I need a lot larger size, so the 32-ounce sounds perfect. And we do want to let our listeners know, Sharon, that if they go to johnandbobs.com, you can use the discount code Garden20, and get 20% off on all their products. And if you spend over $80, you get free shipping. Is that correct, John?
That is correct. We're ready to send it.
All right.
John is standing by right now.
He is. So get your order
ready
in.
Ready to send it out.
Thanks so much for being on
Take
the show,
care.
John. We
Happy
really appreciate it.
Happy 4th of July.
Hey. Thank you.
All righty,
yeah.
You betcha. Sharon said happy 4th to one and all as we continue. We've got to take a break here coming up on 30 minutes after the hour. We are back with your phone calls. Give it a shot. 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or if you prefer, we'll make it easy. John@GardenAmerica.com. I'm Brian Mann, coming right back on your Sunday 4th weekend.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-535-8531 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-535-8531.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Minutes after the hour, 25 minutes away from the top of the hour. News coming up, top of the hour on many of these affiliates, but still 25 minutes to go with your friends here on Garden America. John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa, Brian Main. Lines open at 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825. Go to Chico. Jan is standing by. Open phones. Jan, good morning. How are you? Thank you for calling. How can we help you this morning?
Good morning. Everything is warm and warm in Northern California today, but that's okay. But I have a rose bush, and from the root base are coming up these albino-colored, white-colored stalks, stems. And every year we get another one. So I've got about six or seven of them coming out of this red rose bush, and I'm just wondering, I've done all kinds of research and haven't found anything about it, and it's really strange looking, very thorny, and just wondered if anybody else has had something fun like this.
When you say albino, you mean that they're white?
Yes, sir.
Huh. Yeah, that's odd, because most of the roses in California are grafted onto Dr. Huey rootstock, and they will sucker quite often, and when they do, you get Dr. Huey's a climbing red rose, but not white. So
well, these don't produce flowers.
Yeah, they will produce flowers if you let the plant left. They only produce the second year, though, so you'd have to not cut them off, and they only bloom once a year, so you'd have to not cut them off. And then the year after that, they would produce red flowers.
Okay.
So, but it's not an especially nice flower, so it's nothing worth, you know, keeping. You want to pull them off. But it's just unusual to see white. So what you have to have is some type of mutation that's done that. I don't know if you have a cell phone, an iPhone, that you could take a picture of. But if you could, and then email it to me, to john@gardenamerica.com, I'd really like to see that, because I have seen albino variegation occur on some roses very infrequently, but never seen it from a rootstock, so I'd kind of like to see that.
I'd be glad to send it to you probably tomorrow. So john@gardenamerica.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd appreciate that. And if it's something other than what I'm picturing in my mind right now, I'll be happy to let you know. But okay. For now, the best thing to do is just to pull them off whenever you see them.
Okie dokie. We'll do that. Thank you very much. I enjoy your program, and thank you.
All right. Well, thanks. Call us anytime.
We appreciate the phone call. Lines are open, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com. John?
You know, you came out of the break with Bernadette.
I did come out of the break with Bernadette.
And Bernadette's kind of an unusual name to have a song written about you.
Right.
And to have two songs is even more unusual, because, and I'm sure I'm probably one of the only people around that remember this, but Paul Simon wrote a Broadway play called The Cape Man, and he had a number of songs in there, and one of them was called Bernadette.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had done that.
Yeah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it closed after about 4 days on Broadway. And well, I really thought some of the songs were good, but
you know, you're successful in many areas, and sometimes, you know, it's a miss.
Broadway just wasn't his thing. But it was...
Yeah, but you're right, though. An interesting name, Bernadette. And, of course, that was the Four Tops,
yeah,
as you well know, John. Any emails? Anything going on there in email land?
Yeah. Do you want me to...
Yeah, something we can share.
To read one?
Sure.
I got one with a picture of Dr. Masaryk Rose.
That was me.
From O'Brien, Maine.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then we had a question that came in just a little bit too late to ask John Valentino, but we can easily cover it, and it was from Rick in Monrovia. And he wanted to know if John uses compost tea along with his products to enhance microorganisms. And I don't know whether John does or not, but the thing with compost teas, at least aerobic compost teas, is you have living aerobic bacteria, which are extremely beneficial. And
right.
If you're mixing them with John's products, which are organic sources of organic food for those beneficial bacteria, of course, it just stands to logic that that's going to really help. So Rick, that would be one of the best things you could do, is to mix those products together.
I'm all about mixing products.
Oh, yeah, you like to mix things. You know, one of the things that you probably should not do, though, is that we've talked about using HB101 and hydrogen peroxide. You know, use per gallon of water, use a half a cup of hydrogen peroxide.
Right.
And five drops of HB101, which we mentioned yesterday. We now have back in stock.
We now have a good stock.
Yeah,
so
and I'm
put
glad
your orders in.
We've got a lot of orders coming in, so I'm glad that that shipment arrived. But and we're not shipping till Tuesday because
we're going to take the fourth off.
We're closed tomorrow. But
offices are closed.
But anything that you order today will go be shipped immediately on Tuesday, and we send priority mail, so you'll have it in just a couple of days. But one of the things you don't want to do probably is mix compost tea with those products, just because hydrogen peroxide is probably not good for bacteria. Because it's going to be a disinfectant.
It's going to
yes.
kill the good bacteria.
Yeah, it'll probably kill anything.
Yeah.
It breaks down immediately, though. So as long as you could spray afterwards.
Right.
You know, if you put on your HB101 and your hydrogen peroxide, and then a few hours later you want to come by and add your organics, that would be okay. And once it hits the soil, it breaks down immediately, so you don't have to worry about harming soil insects. So that's that. And let's see, the other thing I wanted to do was get an update on, where is this here? What's it called? It's all about the juice and the zest, which is an article that Sharon wrote for the newsletter this week.
The juice and the zest.
The juice and the zest. So I thought that Sharon might want to let us know a little bit about what she was talking about there.
Well, I was talking about some of the specialty citrus that you can grow in your garden. And even if you live in an area that gets winter frost, you can grow these in containers and then move them to a more protected area. But, you know, instead of – it's kind of like what you talk about, your philosophy about roses. You know, why should you plant the kinds of roses that your neighbor has when you can devote your attention to – different kinds of roses that maybe aren't available.
Especially
commonly.
If you have limited space.
Especially if you have limited space.
Right.
And yet these are the citrus that not only are different, but also have qualities that are, you know, make them tasty, juicier, or more colorful, or a combination of the three. So,
and not only might your neighbor not have them, but your local supermarket might not have them.
Right, right. So that was my whole point about the citrus article. And, of course, I had to talk about the Australian finger lime, which I know production is a little limited right now, but hopefully in a couple of weeks there'll be more available for commerce. But I just love that Australian finger lime, and I also like the blood orange that – and you need to pronounce that for me. the blood orange that is the vanilla blood orange?
Vanilla sanguigno.
Vanilla sanguigno.
Sanguigno.
Yes.
Sounds like wine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like a sanguigno
wine.
Is blood.
Yeah.
And vanilla is vanilla, so vanilla blood orange.
Vanilla right, blood orange. Yeah, boy, right. That does. That sounds good.
And it does, doesn't it? And it just has this, I guess, this kind of a hint of vanilla flavoring to it. And the color, according to what you were telling me, the color is not as intense as some of your other blood orange varieties.
No, it's much lighter. But the unusual thing about the vanilla sanguigno is that it has no acid in it.
That's what I really liked.
What would that taste
about,
like? Wow.
You know, and so you could actually mix it with other citruses that might be acidic and
yeah,
know,
like the limequats or limonettas that you are too bitter on
yes.
their own, but mixing them with this orange juice just gives you a really good taste. Right. And like you said, there is kind of an overtone of vanilla to the juice.
It is break time, which means one more segment coming up on this Sunday, 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th to you. Hope it's a safe one. And again, we do want to thank you once again for spending part of your 4th of July weekend with us here on Garden America. Again, one segment coming up. Lines are open. You call now. We guarantee to get you on at 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America, reminding you that Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by a salt to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
This is our final segment on this Sunday, 4th of July weekend, 2016. Thank you so much for joining us, spending part of your time with us. Make sure you go to our website, John, talking about a lot of things happening there, a lot of things that we're offering. That's GardenAmerica.com. And give us a call, 855-424-9825, 855-424-9825, or John at GardenAmerica.com. Well, it is our thing, Sharon. Go right ahead.
It is our thing. And I was mentioning on air before the break that one of my things is collecting unusual citrus and planting them in the garden, whether in containers or directly in the ground. And the one that I really, one of the ones that I really want to try is the Marrakesh lemon, which is, according to you, John, is quite rare. But this is the lemon that the Moroccans used to make preserved lemons. Have you ever had a preserved lemon in dishes like Moroccan chicken?
I think so. I know Brian likes them preserved in vodka.
I know where you're going with that.
The limoncello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Well, this one, I had the preserved lemons when my friend served Moroccan chicken, and she marinated it with the preserved lemons and then had some slices on top as it was cooking in that that tangine kind of clay container that's used. Oh, it was so good. So I really want to try this. They say you can use Meyer lemons, but it's not as good as the Marrakesh lemon. And I have a recipe in that article about, and it's really simple. All you need are your lemons, fresh squeezed lemon juice, and
this is a recipe to make the lemons?
Yeah, the preserved lemons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
so
kosher salt.
Okay, so what do you do?
Well, all you do basically is, one of the tips that I learned from my friend is that, you know, rinds tend to be a little tough. So if you want to pre-treat the lemon, you can just soak them in water in the refrigerator for about 3 days. And then you put them in a glass jar, and you can add the fresh squeezed lemon juice. And as you're layering the lemons, what you do is you add some more of the kosher salt or sea salt in there until you can, and then really press down as you're stacking them up in the jar, and so a lot of the juices are going to be released that way too. And
so it's just salt and water that preserves
just,
them?
Just salt and water. It's wow. just great. And all you have to do is periodically, every couple of days, you press the lemons to release more juices. And then if you have room, then you add another lemon. And then in about 4 to 5 weeks, the preserved lemon rinds are all set to go for cooking. And once you open that jar, you just put it in the refrigerator, and it'll keep for several months. So I'm going to try that.
So
you've never had preserved lemons? Huh?
No, no, and I'm kind of wondering if the Marrakesh lemon is a, if it would work with any lemon, or if it's the Marrakesh that's
it works the best with Marrakesh lemons. Although a lot of the recipes that I looked up, they said, well, if you have to use another lemon, you know, a Meyer lemon would do. As well, but not quite as rich in flavor as the Marrakesh lemon. So that's my tip for the day.
Well, that's really interesting.
It's interesting when John hasn't seen or done something.
There's so much I haven't seen or done. You know, I started way too late in life.
I don't think so. You started when you were 6 years old.
I was just going to say, I missed 6 years right there. Not being aware of my surroundings till I was about six. It wasn't really that I wasn't aware of my surroundings.
You didn't understand cause and effect.
Yeah, I didn't understand cause and effect.
Yes, you didn't know where you were.
I didn't. All of a sudden, something would happen to me, and I would be shocked. Just like
how did I never saw this coming? Yeah. Why did this happen?
Or you were told not to do something, and you'd continue to do it, and then you'd be
Johnny,
shocked.
Don't
at the
do that. Whatever you do, don't do that. Okay, I won't. Next thing. Getting a spanking for doing it. Wow, how did that happen?
So remind me, Brian, did you find the limoncello that you were looking for when we went to Italy?
You know,
cream?
I did. I did find one that was very similar. It was at a little liquor store right next to our hotel.
Oh, where the old lady was guarding the door?
Yes. You remember that?
Yes. She was mean.
Yeah. But, you know, it's interesting because the limoncello now that I buy at Trader Joe's is not the creamy.
Okay.
And I think I'm almost preferring that now because, only because it's not so thick and heavy.
Okay. All right. So you can drink more of it?
Well, you know what?
That's an interesting way to look at it.
But limoncello is kind of an acquired taste.
It's an acquired taste, yes. Absolutely.
And I think what hooked you the first time, because I was turned off the first time I tasted limoncello.
Oh, really?
I thought it was all right.
You're the one I thought that said, you got to try this. You have to try this, when we were at the wine tasting in Florence. I thought it was you. Somebody said, look, I know you don't drink, but you've got to try this.
Oh, I told you to try the creamy one.
Okay, all right.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Because the creamy one being creamier and less bitter gets you right away.
It does.
And then once you have acquired that taste, then you appreciate the pure limoncello even more.
Exactly. Yeah, it's really good. It's the only thing I drink. That's it. It's really good, though. You're right.
Well, have you tried making your own? I bet you could.
Somebody sent us a recipe, I believe.
And it
takes a couple of days. I mean, it's not a quick process per se. I don't think, right, Sharon?
Very simple though. It's like it's like the preserved lemons. It'll take several weeks for
exactly.
Yeah, to cure, but real simple.
Well, I know in Italy that everybody has their own family recipe. They do everything just a tiny bit differently, and they kind of guard their secrets. But whenever you visit someone's house, you know, they'll pull out the limoncello, and you can have a little sip of it. What's that one-minute warning mean?
That's it. 1 minute until we have to say goodbye for another weekend.
My goodness.
John and Sharon, how about that? Just like that. Quickly, last words, John, go to the website, GardenAmerica.com.
I've got a whole bunch of emails we didn't get to go through,
too. And have a safe and relaxing, wonderful 4th of July tomorrow.
Absolutely.
That's right. Next week, I'm going to be in Columbus. And so I'll be coming back the following week with all the new tips that I've learned from... new plants that are going to be offered for the coming year.
And we're going to replay a couple of shows, so we are not live next weekend, but still shows that you're going to want to hear. If you missed them the first time or want to hear them again, we will do that for you. For the entire crew, I want to thank David, our director, studio coordinator, Sharon Asakawa, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. As Sharon and John mentioned, have a safe 4th of July. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks live here. Until then, get growing, America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.